Hi, I'm Marion Hodges, and I'm here with Academy Award-winning costume designer Colleen Atwood, nominated this year for her work in Alice in Wonderland. Today, we'll be playing excerpts of songs she selected that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. So, first of all, Colleen, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us here on KCRW.com.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm a big fan of KCRW, so it's an honor to be here.
Excellent. We definitely like to hear that. So what did you bring for us today?
Well, I bought a very eclectic mix of songs, which is much like the work that we end up doing in costume design. But my first select, a song called Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers, which is one of my first memories of music. This song sort of explains my father and his friend, was an old cowboy named Cactus, and they'd get together like every year kind of in the holiday season, and they play all these country tunes. And I grew up in a place where these cowboys had become farmers to survive and raise families, and they loved to play the old cowboy music still, and they were cowboys at heart. So it always affects me when I hear this song, and I think of the sentiment of the song goes with the heart of those farmers and cowboys out there that we all know and love.
And can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
I think that living in that arid environment without a lot always made me want to see beautiful things. I'd go to Seattle with my family and come home with a box of moss because of the color. And, you know, I wanted to be an artist, and I didn't exactly know it would end up being costumes. I actually wanted to be a painter, and that was kind of the beginning of my dream.
Cool water, clear water, water. Moving Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil out of men, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
We've just heard Cool Water by Sons of the Pioneers. What are we going to hear next, Colleen?
We're going to hear a song by the great Jimi Hendrix called The Wind Cried Mary. And I went through a phase of my life with Jimmy where I listened to his music every day, probably for 5 or 6 years of my life. And I can always listen to Jimi Hendrix. It never grows old with me. And I think that he represents the next phase of my life, which was I got pregnant in high school and had a baby, and I raised the child, but I got pregnant during the time of the flower children in the late 60s. And all my friends went away to school, and they were like listening to all this great music and taking drugs and experimenting with psychedelics and doing all this stuff. But I was a mom with a kid, and so my great escape to all that wasn't really those options. It was music, and the music side of it was important to me. I was still in Eastern Washington, so I was driving around in cars a lot because that's what you do when you have a lot of spare time. And one day my daughter was in the back of the car, and I was playing like an old tape thing of Jimi Hendrix, and she started singing along with this song. So it's kind of dedicated to her, my daughter Tracy, and her memory in my life, which is still very important.
The traffic lights, they turn on blue tomorrow. Shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream. Cause the life that lives is dead. And the wind screams, Mary.
We've just been listening to Jimi Hendrix doing The Wind Cried Mary. We're here with Colleen Atwood. It's KCRW's guest DJ project. So, Colleen, what are we going to hear next?
Well, we're switching to a song called Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. In my work, I travel a lot. I've been, you know, from China to Mexico to Europe, many places in the world for different reasons. But this song I first heard when I was working on a movie called The Mexican. Our workroom shop was sort of in this abandoned adobe structure in the middle of a town that was a silver mining town. So it was a colonial town that had a resurgence in the sort of 1800s, and so it was built by the Swiss, who were silver miners. So it was kind of this queer combination of colonial architecture and then kind of Swiss architecture, like little stone things. And so it was a very odd pocket of Mexico. It was a three-hour drive from the nearest big town, which was on the plateau of Mexico, and you pass through a mile-long tunnel to get into the town. But anyway, I was working in my workshop one morning, and I heard this song come drifting through the rafters at sunrise, and it was just like such an amazing experience that I've always carried it with me in my life. And every time I hear the song, I sort of have that great, kind of almost spiritual experience with it, so I really love it.
Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We've just heard Jeff Buckley's cover of Hallelujah. What's up next for us?
Well, really switching gears to a Kanye West tune called Everything I Am, which I dedicate to everyone out there who's made their life what it is, which I think is what living life is about. When I first heard the song, I loved it because I thought it was so about people like myself that maybe didn't do everything right at one point in their life, but you just kind of soldier through it and get on with it. And so, you know, I played it for my daughters because I thought they would love it, and they both connected with it too. So it's a family anthem, but I think it's a great song.
Laid back as this beat was, I never could see why people would reach a fake facade that they couldn't keep up. You see how I creeped up, you see how I played a big role in Chicago like Queen Latifah. I never rock a mink coat in the wintertime like Killer Cam, or rock some mink boots in the summertime like Will.i.am. Let me know if you feel it, man, cause everything I'm not made me everything I am.
Do you ever create soundtracks or mixes for the films that you're working on when you're starting to put together the world of the film through the costumes?
Not a soundtrack for the movie, but we always do music that we play for fittings. So when you're in a fitting, which is kind of, you know, there's a lot of dead time while you're pinning and stuff, there's always a song going on, so it's kind of like the vibe of the movie without daring to do the soundtrack for the movie, but it's fun. Sometimes the music for films is already in place, you know, when you start them, a lot of theme songs. I mean, I've done a couple of musicals, so needless to say, when you're doing that, you listen to it over and over and over again for inspiration. For instance, Chicago. Sometimes you get tired of some of the songs, but you can go back to them and you're always like, wow, that's really a great song. And it really helps you design and gives you inspiration for ideas.
Dang. Here we go again.
We've just heard Everything I Am by Kanye West. Colleen Atwood, what are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a song called Beautiful Day by U2, a fantastic band that's been around for a long time, almost as long as me. And I just, you know, always have loved them. But this particular song is close to my heart because in my business, a lot of times we start the day at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and we get in our cars and we drive up to, you know, an hour, hour and a half sometimes to locations for work. And as we're driving, we listen to a lot of music. The first time I heard this song, I was just coming over a hill going to Trona Pinnacles when I was doing a movie called Planet of the Apes. And it came on the radio, and the sun just came up over the mountains, and it was so true to the song and such a visual for me that every time I hear the song, I kind of think, okay, it's a morning song. We're going to get up and we're going to go to work, and it's going to be a fantastic day. It's a great energy song to play.
Thank you.
Colleen, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Thank you for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject.
Clearing the sun.